6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
But it's you, standing naked next to this gentleman who was also naked.
And the girl you're fucking.
And the girl you're fucking.
Oh, really? That picture?
Okay, that's fine. Say you don't remember the picture.
So why am I here for?
Well, because we're conducting a criminal investigation into what occurred on Wednesday.
The man who was eventually charged with Alexander's murder is Lakari Miller, who was just 18 years old at the time. According to investigators, Lakari entered Alexander's home and asked to use the restroom, and approximately 15 to 20 seconds after he ascended the stairs, a gunshot was heard. He then fled the scene. But what was his connection to Alexander? Well, it was Catherine Klein, Alexander's 19-year-old roommate, who became a suspect when she was seen with Lakari at her home a few days earlier. On top of that, Catherine's vehicle, a blue Mazda 3 hatchback, was seen leaving the area immediately following the murder. Catherine stated during her interview that she witnessed Lakari and another enter the residence after she and her 20-year-old boyfriend, Zachary Hilton, exited. She then saw Lakari run out with blood on him, and she asked him, "Did you just kill my friend?" Zachary only asked if he grabbed the drugs.
You want some water or something?
Yes, sir.
Alright, I'll try to get some water. Try to get some.
I can't get the handcuffs in the front.
There you go.
I can't open it.
Are you? One second. Cups are good. You can stand up. Good question. Slide over the plastic and then just. There you go.
Walsh, can you have a seat over there? Appreciate it. So you got you some water. Detective Rogers, Detective Sharp. I don't know why the crayons in here. You from Orlando?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you been in Orlando your life?
No, my whole life.
No, where you been before that?
Altamont.
Altamont?
Yes, sir.
How long you been in Altamont?
Like 5 years.
Where you from originally?
Orlando, Florida.
You originally from Orlando?
Winter Park.
Winter Park?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where you went to school at?
Agape Christian Academy.
Who?
Agape Christian Academy.
Agape Christian Academy. You play sports there? No. How old are you, 19?
18.
18? You just turned 18?
I'm going to turn 19 next month.
You finna turn 19 next month?
Yes, sir.
Oh, sorry. Number four. Oh, okay. So, what's your first name again?
L-A.
K. Kit, oh my goodness, I can't even write today. L A K
A
A
R
R
I.
Lakari?
Yes, sir. Miller.
Miller?
Yes, sir.
Your last name is Miller?
Yes, sir.
What's your date of birth, Mr. Miller?
7/18/2001.
7/18/2001. And what would you like me to call you? You want me to call you Lakari? You want me to call you Mr. Miller?
It don't matter.
Lakari, you good?
Yes, sir.
All right. You ever been in trouble, Lakari?
Yes, sir.
You've been as a juvenile? Never been arrested as an adult?
Not really.
Not really? Boy, you either have or you haven't.
Yeah, I have.
You have been arrested as an adult?
But nothing serious, dude.
Nothing serious? What you been arrested for?
Possession of cannabis.
Oh, that ain't
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
We shouldn't even be illegal, you know what I mean? You got any children?
No, sir.
You ain't got no kids? You got a girlfriend?
Yes, sir.
You do?
Yes, sir.
What her name is?
My name is Shanti.
Shanti?
Yes, sir. Shanti.
Shanti, she stay right here?
No, sir.
No?
No, sir.
Where she stay at?
In Lake County.
In Lake County?
Yes, sir.
Where in Lake County?
Oh, I don't really know.
You don't really know? You ain't never been over to the house?
No, sir. I met online.
You met online?
Yes, sir.
How long y'all been together?
Shit, like a couple days.
Couple days? Oh.
You know, so, I just got out.
You just got out?
Yes, sir.
How long you did?
I did a month at R&R in possession of cannabis.
Oh, they R&R'd you?
Yes, sir.
We're in 33rd?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Why the fuck you get arrested for? For cannabis. Who arrested you for weed?
OPD.
OPD? Oh, hell no. Were you respectful during that arrest?
Yes, sir.
And they still fucking arrested you for some weed?
Yes, sir.
Unless you had a lot of weed.
I ain't have a lot of weed.
You know,
less than 28 grams.
Less than 28 grams? And they still arrested you? I'd have thrown that away. I mean, you know, destroyed it, maybe giving you a citation. That's so silly. All right. Do you know why we're here? You don't have any idea?
Yes.
Okay. So then you probably got some questions you might want answers to, and I got some questions on what I got, and you know, I want to get answers to, okay?
Sure.
What I can tell you before we, you know, start this whole thing is super most important thing that you do today is you tell the truth. You feel me? The minute you start lying, there's no backing out of them lies. You feel me? You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. You're a grown man. Everybody makes mistakes in their life. Okay, I made mistakes. My partner made mistakes. I'm sure you made mistakes. Everybody made mistakes. Okay, it's what you do after you make the mistakes to make it right is what makes you a man and what makes you that one step closer to redemption. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to take them steps, there ain't no getting to no redemption. Okay, I don't know if you're a Christian. I don't know if you're a God-fearing person. I am. This is not no bullshit for me. You know, I'm not trying to sell you on nothing. I'm just telling you the world according to Matt Rogers, you feel me? If you are willing to take the step, we can try and work with you and take the step with you. You understand? But for me to ask you some questions, because you're here at the police department, I got to read your rights, okay? That's so that you and I can talk. If you have questions, I want to be able to answer the questions that you have as full and as honest as possible. I'm not going to lie to you, and I expect you not to lie to me. Okay, I've been doing this job for a long time, and she's been doing this job almost longer than I've been alive.
I can get a shirt, son. It's cold.
I do not have a shirt, but we got a blanket we can get for you.
Okay.
I don't want you to lie to me, okay? So please don't do that, all right? So with that, I'm going to read you your rights, and we'll continue on, okay? All right. You understand the English language, obviously. You speak in English. All right. You have the right to remain silent. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anything you say may be used in court as evidence against you. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
You have the right to talk to a lawyer before and during question. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
If you cannot afford a lawyer and want one, one will be provided for you before question without charge. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Has anyone threatened you or promised you to get you to say anything to me?
No, sir.
Okay. Do you understand your rights?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can we talk about what we're here to talk about?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So obviously. First, let me ask you this. Where have you been in the last, oh my goodness, let's say 36 hours. Today is Friday, Friday at 3:14 a.m. That's what the time is right now, the 26th of June. So I would say Wednesday, right? Wednesday. Where were you Wednesday?
Wednesday, I was home.
You was home?
Yes, sir.
Where's home?
9636 McNorton Road.
9636 what?
McNorton Road.
McNorton Road. How long you been staying there?
I've been staying there for 2 years now.
2 years you were there the whole day?
Yes, sir.
Where did you go throughout the day?
What did I go? I went to my brother's house.
Your brother's house? Where's your brother stay at?
He stayed across the street.
On McNorton Road?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's your brother's name?
His name Wesley.
Wesley?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you went to Wesley's house at about what time on Wednesday?
About 10 o'clock.
In the morning or in the afternoon? At night.
In the morning.
In the morning. What'd you do after you went to Wesley's house?
I went back home.
You went back home. Okay, so you back at home.
Just chilling.
Just chilling. And then where did you go after that?
I didn't go nowhere.
You didn't go nowhere. You stayed at the house the whole time.
Yes, sir.
What time did you go to sleep on Wednesday? remember. You don't remember?
That's it.
Where did you go to sleep? You were sleeping at your house?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And who stays there with you?
He's my uncle.
Just your uncle?
Shit.
So your uncle was there with you throughout the day?
No, he was at work.
He was at work. Who was there with you when throughout the day?
I was by myself.
You were by yourself. So there wasn't nobody there with you throughout the day?
No, sir.
When you went to sleep at the house?
No, sir.
And you're telling me you never went nowhere else?
No, sir.
You're sure of that?
I'm sure of that.
Oh, okay. What if I was to tell you we may have pictures of you elsewhere?
Pictures of me where?
Not in Orlando.
No, not Orlando. Where?
You know where you was. I mean, I don't need to tell you where you were. You know where you was.
I gotta refresh my memory.
Okay, let me see. Is this...
One of them.
Well, here's one of them. Pardon the graphic nature of this photograph. And I'm gonna ask you, first, who are the people... Who are the people in this photograph? Do you remember this picture? You don't remember taking this picture?
No, sir.
Okay. Who are the people in the photograph?
I don't remember that picture.
How do you not remember this picture?
I don't remember that picture.
Okay. So let's get past the fact that you're saying you don't remember the picture. Okay? Who's this? The guy with pointing the middle finger. The white gentleman here, the Caucasian gentleman.
I don't know.
You don't know him. And who is this? The white female standing next to you with your penis exposed. And his penis exposed. I don't know if y'all are friends.
I don't know him.
You don't know him?
I just had met her that day.
Who is she?
Just somebody I'm fucking on.
Just somebody what?
Fucking on.
You're fucking her?
Yeah.
So you're having sexual relations with her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm not asking...
I don't remember that picture, though.
But I mean, it's you.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that picture.
But it's you. Standing naked next to this gentleman who was also naked.
And the girl you're fucking.
And the girl you're fucking.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that picture.
Okay, that's fine. So you don't remember the picture.
So why am I here for?
Well, because we're conducting a criminal investigation into what occurred on Wednesday.
What occurred Wednesday?
Well, I think you know. And I'm not done. And I'm pretty sure you do. Because we talked to Zach. That's Zach in the picture. We talked to Katie. Okay. Mm. We got the car. We got Katie's car. We got Katie's statement. Mm. And here you are now. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can play, because I'll be perfectly frank with you. I'm not gonna allow somebody to sit here and boldface lie to me. It's just, I don't need it. Really don't. I've been going nonstop for about 36 hours plus with no sleep. Because my job is homicide. That's what Detective Sharp does too, okay? The first thing I said to you before we started this interview was please do not lie to me. You are in no position, you have no leverage, you have no position whatsoever to be lying to me. The only thing that you can do is try and help yourself. You feel me? I didn't come to you first without doing my background and my job to the 100% fullest. You feel me? I talked to everybody that's involved in this case. You're the last person. You understand? I didn't come here without answers to most of my questions. Okay? This is your opportunity to kind of help yourself. It's as simple as that. Okay? Because I tell you right now, Zach was helping himself. And you best believe Katie was telling it and helping herself.
I still don't know what y'all talking about.
Okay. Where were you Wednesday night from approximately 5 p.m. to about 8 p.m.? It's a 3-hour window, less than 48 hours ago.
I can't remember. I smoked too much.
You smoked too much weed?
I smoked too much marijuana.
A what?
Too much marijuana.
Too much marijuana?
Yes, sir.
So you smoke a lot of marijuana?
Yes, sir.
How much marijuana do you smoke?
A lot.
A lot. How much is a lot? Or you don't know?
Like a gram a day.
A gram a day?
I smoke too much.
You smoke a gram a day?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, a gram's not a lot. So, okay. So we know you don't smoke that much.
Everybody got a different reaction.
Yeah, sure they do. That's not reasonable, though. Mm-hmm. We're talking about what's reasonable. What's reasonable here. But anyway, what if I was to tell you that picture clearly is, I mean, obviously it's you. I mean, your penis is exposed in the picture. with another male's penis exposed in the picture. Y'all are standing next to each other, holding each other with a female in front of you that you've been fucking. And I've got testimony, sworn testimony, that says that you were somewhere else and that you were in another city after 8 p.m. on Wednesday evening. What if I was, what if I told you that?
And prove
it? Oh, I can. That's why you're here. My question to you is this the, is this how you want this to go for you? I'm just asking. I don't really care. It's not my life. This is your life. It's your life. And everybody is already selling you out. It's simple. You can sit there, oh no. Guess what? They're selling you out, and you're going to look stupid when those other people get up on the stand and they start singing. It's simple. It is very simple. Look at me. You understand? It's silly. What's done is done. This is your opportunity to tell your side of what occurred. You feel me? If you don't want to say nothing, or you're going to sit there and act like you don't know what we're talking about and all this bullshit, that's fine. You know what's really good for me? A lie. Because I can prove lies are wrong. I can prove it. 100%. I got a lot of stuff going for me. I got video. I got testimony. I got people that were with you during this entire incident. You're trembling.
I'm trembling.
Because you're nervous. That's fine.
You guys, it was cold here when I first got in here. That's what I'm trembling.
I didn't understand a word you just said.
I said, I've been told you guys I was cold when I first got in here. I ain't trembling because I'm nervous.
That's fine. Well, I would be if I were you. You're sitting in a position that is horrible. Horrible. I would be scared to death. Scared to death. I really would. But if that's how you want to play and you want to be looked at in the way you're acting right now, because people are going to look at this and they're going to see this recording. They're going to see how you are acting. They're going to be like, oh, after Katie came crying, boo-hooing on recording. Zach, the same thing. Oh, none of that was my idea. That was all scrap. That was scrap idea. Same thing with Xavier. You feel me? They all going to say the same thing. You say, oh, no. You look cold-blooded. Straight up cold-blooded. So you can sit there and be like, I don't know.
No, man, this guy's talking about.
This is not juvenile court.
No, you don't get 21 days.
You've been in front of a judge in juvenile court a bunch of times. This is not juvie court. You do not want to go into adult court like this.
You're already lying. You're in a picture naked with Zach. Y'all's private parts are showing in a picture with Katie. Oh no, that is. Really? Guess what's gonna happen when you send at the defendant's table? They gonna show that picture. I don't know who that is. You get naked around men all the time?
Or you can have some water.
Yeah, you can have some water, sure. If I were you, and this is free advice, if I were you, I would start thinking of myself. This is not kidding. Listen, you know what? I've been up way too long to deal with this nonsense. Like I said, a lie is just as good for me because I can prove all this other nonsense. I can prove it. You wouldn't be sitting here if I couldn't. That's just real talk. You don't play in this game in homicide without being able to prove these events. You understand? Mm-hmm. So you could. This is like my partner said. This is not juvenile court. You ain't gonna do 21 days and just sit there and all of you. Huh? You were a bad boy. Nope. You're 18. Welcome to the big leagues. And you done fucked up and got yourself caught up in some shit. Plain and simple. And you're gonna be singing it. That's fine. That's fine. So you don't know where you were? You were home, right?
Home.
You were home. The entire day.
The entire day.
You never went anywhere else. Right? You never went
in my brother's house.
You, right. Nothing. After 8 p.m., you never went anywhere else.
No, sir.
No?
No, sir.
Okay. Who's Xavier to you?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Xavier?
No, sir.
Okay. How long have you been having sex with Katie?
I haven't said how you guys met her.
That wasn't my question. My question was, how long have you been having sex with her?
My kids matter, so.
You still haven't answered my question. How long have you been having sex with her?
Mm-hmm.
You don't. Do you know anything?
My mom messed up.
Your mind is messed up?
Yes, sir.
Why?
I ain't take my medicine.
What medicine?
I take ADD medicine.
You take ADD medicine?
ADHD
medicine. ADHD medicine.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You were diagnosed with ADHD.
Yes, sir.
What medicine do you take?
I take Vyvanse.
Vyvanse?
Yes, sir.
So that clouds your judgment?
Yes, sir. You messed up my chemical balance in my brain.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I would be saying the same thing. No?
What?
I would be saying the same thing if I were
you. Oh, I'm saying, so why you guys
yeah, talking to me? Excuse.
I don't know nothing. I don't know what you guys want out of me. I don't know nothing what you guys want from me.
I want the truth. I want your side of the story.
I don't know what you guys talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I really don't even want to waste my time anymore, I gotta be honest. You're looking at this is not, these are not petty charges. You're looking at first degree murder. First degree murder, armed robbery with a firearm. Simple. That's what this is about. Somebody lost their life. Okay?
I don't know about that.
That's fine. You're going to find out about it. I mean, you know about it already, but you're going to find out the hard way.
You know that there's eyewitnesses, correct? There's eyewitnesses placing you there. Placing you there.
Is there footage of me there?
There doesn't need to be.
There doesn't need to be. Eyewitness testimony is more important than that.
There's an eyewitness.
When you're a baby and you're a child and you deal with juvenile court and you can say, oh, was there video? That's, you can say that all you want. When you're talking about murder, that's what matters, is eyewitness testimony, which we have.
What you gotta talk about?
Okay. I'm done. I don't want to talk to him anymore. I gotta be honest. I don't need it. I don't need to be here. Don't really care.
This.
I don't. You're talking about murder. Murder. Katie told me everything.
What you gotta talk about?
That's fine. That's fine. I don't really care.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'm sorry for you. You're gonna have a very rough life ahead of you. I'm sorry for you. Don't be sorry. Don't apologize to me. I'm gonna go home tonight. You're not. I am. Detective Sharp is. It's gonna be a while before you go home.
Look, Curry, this is your opportunity to help yourself. Before you say another word. Really, I understand. This is, you probably didn't expect this shit to come down on you today. Maybe because you're high, maybe because you didn't take your medicine, I don't know. But you probably didn't expect what happened today to happen. Maybe you didn't expect what happened on Wednesday for you to go in there and pop that guy. Maybe you didn't expect that either. I don't know. With your attitude, I think maybe you did. Maybe you did plan the whole thing. Maybe it was premeditated first-degree murder, which is a capital felony, which is life in prison. I don't know. But I can understand you being faced with this right now and being like, holy shit. So I'm just going to say nothing. I'm going to say I was at home, and I'm going to say that I don't know what they're talking about. And like he said, we've been doing this long enough that you're not a good liar, okay? So let me just let you know that. You're not a good liar. You can sit there and say it all you want, but you're terrible at it. So we all have our skills. That is not one of yours. This is your opportunity, and you may not think it is now. You may look back on this like 25, 30 years from now when you're still sitting in your cell and look back at this and go, shit, I really should have tried to help myself. Because there's nobody that's going to help you right now other than you, okay? We can put your story out there in one of two ways. We can put it out there what other people told, the eyewitnesses, Katie, Zach, Xavier, all of those people that were there. We can put all their story and say what they said you did and saw you do and what gun you were holding and all the rest of it, okay? Or we can add your story in. What is your reason for what happened? We don't know that until you tell it. And if you're not willing to tell it, that's on you. But everybody gets a fair shake. So don't come back later and go, oh, gee, well, really, I've thought about it now, and I really want to tell what happened. This is the time.
You know what the other part that's really, really troubling? Where's that picture? Pull that picture back up, please. Think about this, right? Think about you being a juror, right? You've probably never reported for jury duty before. Think about this. Normal, everyday Joes get called for jury duty, right? And like I said, I've already spoken to Zach. I've already spoken to Katie. Katie already told me all about the rip. Told me all about who had what gun, okay? Told me about y'all getting in a struggle with Alex and that you popped him, okay? This is you, according to Katie, after the murder. You understand? What is that person? What do these people in this photograph look like? Not a care in the world. Happy as can be. No remorse. None. Cold-blooded. Look at this. This is taken the night that this happened. So I don't even know what sign this is, and he's, fuck the world. That's his middle finger. What do you think people are going to look at that and say? Look at these cold-blooded people.
Kill that man in his house
over some fucking mushrooms? And y'all didn't even take the damn money. The money, well, from what I see, money's still in the safe. You fucked it up royally because this isn't, you're not a fucking killer. However, I don't think you are. That picture and the way you're acting right now says that you're a cold-blooded motherfucker. Killed this guy in cold blood because you don't have a care in the world, not 10 hours after this person is lying dead in his fucking house. Plain and simple. A mother's child was murdered over some fucking peddly-ass drugs, and that's the picture that's taken after this? Not a care in the world. You could sit up in a fucking defendant's table with a jury fucking looking at you and be like, ha, this guy don't give a fuck. He don't care not one bit. You could be up here right now at least pouring your fucking heart out and saying, I'm sorry for what I did. It was a stupid-ass fucking decision. Or you could look like this after a murder. Not stealing a fucking candy bar from a store. Not for some peddly-ass weed. Murder. Now, this looks like you don't have a care in the world. You're cold-blooded. You went in there intentionally and fucking killed somebody. Or things just went bad. That there was no intention of wanting to go there and harm someone, and it just went bad. Now, neither one of them are great, but there's one that's better than the other. One is far better than the other. At least it makes you look like you're a human being. Just because you made a shitty-ass mistake, very bad mistake, I'm not gonna lie to you, doesn't mean you're this. Unless you are. Unless you are. Plain and simple.
You gotta tell your side of what happened in that room with Alex.
Man, I don't know what you got. I told him.
That's fine. Okay. We're done. That concludes this interview with Lakari Miller. Good luck. You know what? Here, let me do this because this is gonna happen. I guarantee it. When you get your attorney, and he looks at your charges and he sees all this stuff, you're gonna need an attorney badly. Very, very badly.
And not a public defender.
And not a public defender. You're going to need a very high-priced attorney. Public defenders, they don't have the time nor the care to go after first-degree murder charges, nor do they have the expertise. You're going to need somebody they're going to pay for. Here's my card. Have your attorney call me because you don't need it. I'm telling you. Good luck. You're going to jail tonight for first-degree murder with a firearm and armed robbery with a firearm. Lakari, question for you. Just confirming. You said you don't know who that male is in the picture, correct? Mm-hmm. You never seen him before?
Mm-hmm.
Never?
No.
Okay. So you weren't arrested with him? On the 22nd? In a stolen vehicle on the 22nd? You weren't arrested with him.
I won't recap that.
You don't what?
I won't recap that.
You don't recap that?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, I won't remove it.
You can't recount that? You don't recall that?
Yeah.
Really? You don't recall something from May? Were you arrested in a stolen vehicle and charged with him? You don't remember going.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Went to his residence earlier today, looking for him, talking to his grandfather. Mm-hmm. Remember that either? You see how we're curving your lies wrong? See that? See how that works?
You're taking me out.
When? When we're good and ready.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you better get used to this. This is what you're going to be doing for a long time.
So, bro, when are you ready to rock? Is that yours?
Yes, sir.
Let's grab it. Throw it in the pocket. You what?
Just grill me.
You sure? All right.